you.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for
Yeah,
calling about your services.
hi. Yeah, hi, my name is Joy and I'm calling from the provider office.
May I have the provider MPI number you're calling
It's the
regards
same pro
to?
yeah, it's the same provider which has been provided recently for the one of our colleagues.
Okay, can you verify their name, please?
Yeah, my name is Joy, the spell with the J as in Jack, O as in Oscar, Y as in Yankee, and the last initial is R, R for Romeo.
Okay, and you wanted me to give you information about the claim I was just discussing?
Yes, it's for the patient, Pepsi, Torres Pepsi.
So it is denied for no pre-certification authorization.
But we have checked that this service which has been performed on this date, it is only the office visit. So how it is the authorization is required for this patient?
So, this claim is
yeah.
for an office visit, and the total charge is $614.13.
Yes. Yes, the primary code is office visit, and the other has been the simply the additional add-on code which has been billed under this claim.
Yes, it does say for a practitioner visit and
yeah.
Diabetes.
Yes.
Well, that's what it says. It does say for an office visit, and it does say service rule V as in Victor, O, M as in Mary, 3999, no pre-certification or authorization or referral.
Okay, so can you please clarify if the authorization is required for this claim or a referral is required?
Do you have, you want me to look up a code for you?
Yeah, because the denial which you have on this claim, it is incorrectly denied. So that's the reason I have to clarify the what is the reason it is denied. Because the previous claim for this patient has been paid under the same billing provider with the same procedure. So why this time it is denied for this reason?
Okay.
If you need the date of service, the paid claim, so I can provide you the pay date of service of the paid claim.
Okay, what's the date of service?
The paid claim was May 2nd,
24. Okay, so the last time, so this one's from April 25, and then in May of 24, the plan paid?
Yes.
What is the code that you want me to look up?
You need the particular code, which code for the it was denied. The first primary.
Just look at the procedure codes in. So the line one is 99214.
Yes.
Office or outpatient visit for an established patient. It requires at least two of these three components: a detailed history, a detailed exam, medical decision making of moderate complexity, counseling, or it says no pre-op is required if the service is performed in an outpatient setting. You are a participating provider, and this is on your provider contract.
Yes.
So, you're a participating provider and it's on your contract?
Yeah, we have already participated on this contract. You can check that also for that. It is already participating provider also.
Yeah. Okay. Let me look.
can you please check?
Yes, I'm looking at that now. Let me look at the other codes also just to see. So the second code is A4212. Authorization not required. Let me look at the others.
Can you please first confirm that the provider is in, is participating provider from your end or not?
I do show that they're participating on this one screen. I was just reaching out to see if there was anywhere else I could check, because it shows that they are. So I don't know why it would have denied for that. So I believe I should be able to reprocess it and override the authorization. I'm just checking to make sure that none of the other codes need authorization, as long as you're participating.
And for this type of we have the several claim which has been denied for the same reason, and we have already, and this every claim has been billed for the office visit or outpatient services.
Okay, maybe it would see on this the line 4, the 3044F. It says this code is not on the BC Medicaid fee schedule. Prior authorization required. So I wonder. Okay, so that one isn't going to go through. I'm just checking what I can.
Yeah, just hold for a second.
I'm just checking which ones I can override. Sure.
Okay, can you listen to me?
Sure.
Yeah, my question, the code which you have mentioned, that is 3044F, is just only the reporting code. So it's not the authorization is required for this procedure. Yeah.
Okay, so prior authorization is not required for line 5, the A4927. But the 3044F, it says that it's not on the DC schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. So the rest of them I should be able to override. That's the only one that I can't.
Okay.
It says that the prior auth is required if you want to do this one. It says, please submit your request with supporting clinical documentation through NAVINET.
But which document? Okay, but which document you have required for this?
Let's see. supporting clinical documentation. I'm not sure. And then, do you have a Navinet account?
Yeah, but you cannot send from your end the claim for reprocess.
No, I can reprocess the ones that was denied for pre-authorization, but for line 4, I can't do that one.
But the line 4 is the code which you have mentioned. This is 3044. It is as per reporting code, and the for reporting code authorization is not required.
I'm showing that it's not on the District of Columbia Medicaid fee schedule, so prior authorization is required for that one, but just that one.
Okay,
the rest
just
of
one
them
second.
I should be able to say.
Okay, so if we have removed this procedure code 3044 and then resubmit the claim, so it should be reprocessed again?
Yes. I wonder if that's why it made an error on the whole thing or something. But it's
like
just,
we have
I
to
think
submit
that's
a corrected
the main one
claim.
That's causing a problem. I can just try reprocessing the lines for you. But that might be what the that might have been triggered it to. You know, for us to look at it some more, you know?
Okay.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do then?
Yes, you can do the claim for reprocess, for removing this code. After removing this code,
okay.
And I need one more information from your side. Can you please provide me the date after which date our provider is participating?
Effective March 15, 2024.
Okay. And is for the individual provider or the group?
This is going to be the group.
Group, okay. And do you have the information for the individual provider also?
Is there an NPI for just the provider?
Yeah, the which NPI you have checked? It's ending with just a second. I can just verify that. So you have checked the NPI ending with 5221.
Yes, that's the one that's effective as of March 15, 2024.
Okay, I can provide you one more for this claim, individual provider NPI. You can check that the individual provider is in network or out of network first.
Sure.
Okay, and the individual provider NPI. Yeah, it's 13762008 16.
This says non-participating.
Okay, it is a non-participating provider. So, you have processed the claim as an individual provider, under the individual provider or the group?
That must be what it is, that it's not under the group, it's under... I can go look at the claim form, but that might fix it too. But also, that 3044 claim... because I can override it, but if they go in and they see that it's not because the NPI that you gave me for the group is good, but if they see that NPI, then it might not make any difference. You know, they'll still shoot it back.
Yeah.
Let me claim image. Okay, so the provider MPI number ends in 0816.
Yes.
That's why this has happened. I don't know if it's a newer provider or something, but that's
so
why.
So it means that you have processed. Okay. Okay, just alpha. So it means that you have processed the claim under the individual provider, not for the group.
I'm looking at the claim form. What was
filed.
Yeah,
you can just verify
so
that
whenever
first.
Whenever I gave you that they were.
Yeah.
Whenever you the provider MPI that was given to me is the one I looked up, but
yeah.
Now that I'm looking at the claim, I'm looking at Arlette Pumini, and it
yeah.
is not participating. So that is the problem.
Okay. So you have opened the claim form right now?
I'm looking at it now, yeah.
Yeah, so I just need the one answer from your side. If the claim is processed under the group or the rendering provider?
It is processed under the rendering currently. That's what it shows
okay.
her as the rendering.
So every time you have processed the claim under the rendering provider or only for this claim you have processed under the rendering provider?
The column, it says rendering provider. I'm looking to see if I see the group MPI.
Yeah.
What does the group MPI end in?
Yeah, the group MPI is ending with 5221.
Okay. So, the very bottom of the claim form, underneath
yeah.
the Olnak Medical Center, and it shows their address, it shows PIN number, and it gives their MPI right there, but whenever they denied it, they're looking at the rendering provider's MPI. That's why that happened.
So from now, what can we do for this claim from our side? Because we have every time we have submit the group MPI on the billing address, which is the box number 33A and the 32A. And for the individual MPI number was available on the 24J. So, which NPI you have considered on the process the claim? So, that's next time we have entered the NPI on this box correctly.
Let me look at... I had a question for credentialing to get it... I don't know if they could be appealed or something but you would need to talk to credentialing to get the system updated to show that she's
because the previously the claim which I have provided you is all are the paid claim. So I think so that's the reason we confuse if the every time we have the process as a group, so why this time has processed as another individual provider.
You want me to look at a different claim?
No, for this claim. Sorry for that. Yes, so I need the perfect clarification for this claim because several claims which has been denied every time, so I'm not sure if the provider individual provider is out of not participating providers, but that's the reason, or the group is in network, but you have processed as individual. What was the mistake was done from our side or your side? So you have to clarify that. So that will be better to next time we can take care of this.
Sure. Let me ask if there. I know I had a question like this earlier today, and I ended up sending them over to to go through NaviNet, where if you want to get credentials and you want to have the system updated and that kind of thing, if you like, I can look up.
Yeah,
you
because
know,
we have already contacted.
Claim.
Yeah, because we have already contacted your credentialing team, and it was said you have to process provide as a joint in network with the group, and we have also receiving the payment. But I don't know what was the issue, why we are still facing the same issue. So that's the reason I'm asking that. And not for this claim.
Well,
we have the.
I would just, because it's not showing on this one doctor, like that you would check their credentialing, and then get, you know, make sure that it's updated before you ask for us to reprocess it. Or like, you know, if you want to like and look, see what the guidelines are for submitting a corrected claim.
Yeah, just hold for a second. Hello.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, just hold for a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so you have checked that under which NPI you have processed the claim.
Well, since it's denied and you guys, the group is participating, but the rendering provider is not, I'm assuming that it was processed under the one that isn't participating, which is why
so we need to call for the credentialing team to participate in the provider.
Yeah. Or
okay.
And you can locate that on through NaviNet is a good way to take care of that.
Okay.
If you can access an account there.
Okay, thank you so much. Can
you
please provide me the call reference number?
Is there something else I
can help
you with?
No.
Sure, it's Rachel, RACHELA, and 0828.
0828.
Yes, today's date.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
No. And thank you for calling Amira Healthcare, Taos District of Columbia. Have a great day.
You too, also. Bye.
Good luck.